You want to be a person who has good relations and who is able to go in good, make good relations to people, you have to absolutely have good relations to those of you who are close to you. You can't say, I am a friend, my friend is in New York. If you want to be a friendly person, you have to be able to make relationships to those who are around you. Very important. So if you want to see God, you have to see Him around you first. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains to Arjuna that he is the taste in water. I remember when people would ask Prabhupada, can you show me God? He would say, have you tasted water? People would say, yes, I have tasted water, but what does this have to do with God, please? And Srila Prabhupada answered, he's the taste in water. Hare Krishna! setzen Sie sich zu uns. So, seeing God in nature is what we are trying to learn on this nature walk. And seeing lessons from nature. There's a beautiful description in the 11th canto about a self-realized soul. And when he's meeting a great king, Yadu Maharaj, and Yadu Maharaj asks him, how did you learn? How did you become so self-realized? And then the saint says, I had 24 gurus who taught me. And as it turns out, all these gurus are in nature. Nature is a shiksha guru for us, an instructing spiritual master, but you need to learn to wake up a little bit from your drowsiness, your covetedness. You need to be a little bit more alert, a little bit conscious. And this is what we will learn here. I will soon do a water meditation, because here the water is very loud. You can't miss the water. You will not be able to not see the water and not see the lesson the water has for you. Later we go for silent meditation somewhere else. But here, my dear devotees, if you don't wake up, if you are so unconscious and never mindful, you will never be able to understand what Krishna consciousness is all about. You will remain an ordinary person of this world. So to see the lessons of nature, which all point towards God, that is very, very, very important. And to also see God in nature. There's a verse about the three elements which are here. What do you see here?
Earth,
water, trees. Rasamurti, what did you see? What? Fire. Rasamurti sees fire in the sun. Very good. What?
A little bit wind.
Very good. What else?
Sky.
Mandaleshwari sees many living entities because she's the mother of Manjari, who is also moving around very quickly. So mountain. Who says mountain? Good. Mountain we see. So it says, what you can learn from the earth. A sober person even when he is harassed by other living beings, should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God. And thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. Isn't that so good? So many times we have the feeling that people are intruding into our life, are harming us. But what you can learn here from the earth is that even though so many people walk over the earth, the earth will even will give shelter to all of us. Even if you now trample on the earth, even if I take earth like this, or even if some of you go and put their digestion on the earth will not rebel. The earth will tolerate it. Because the earth understands everyone, even the small little insects, are helplessly acting under the control of God. So this is what you learn when you go with a little mindfulness and a little sensitivity. You will learn this lesson from the earth. That is, I want to read it again to you. A sober person, even when he is harassed by other living entities, should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God. And thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. This rule I have learned from the earth. I have learned this from a devotee in Bosnia. This devotee in Bosnia has seen how many relatives were slaughtered and shot during the war. But this devotee had said, what to do? They were all acting under the control of the Lord. I will not become depressed. I will not stop to believe in others. I will follow my own path. I will not become the victim of what others do for me. Just like the earth. So with the earth. The earth is a symbol of tolerance. Learn tolerance, Ananda Nitai, from the earth. This is how you go through nature. Would you like to know what you can learn from the mountain?
Yes.
A saintly person should learn from the mountain to devote all his efforts to the service of others and make the welfare of others the sole reason for his existence. The mountain is there and it gives roots, it gives caves to those who want to stay in the mountain like the yogis do in the Himalaya. The mountain serves. And similarly, the trees, they do the same service as the mountain. It says, similarly, as the disciple of the tree, we should learn to dedicate ourselves to others. See the trees. They give us shade. How nice. What would we do without shade? We would become mental in the nature. The trees give us fruits. You can, when you know the style, it's not really Paris style, you can dress yourself with the bark of trees. Would be nice to give a lecture in the tree bark, then Bhavani would really make photos. So the tree should dedicate himself to others.
And the third element is water. Would you like to know what to learn from water?
Yes.
O King, a saintly person is just like water, because he is free from all contamination. Look in this water. Oops. It's not really... It's flowing. And by its flowing, by its movement, it cleanses itself. It's free from contamination. The water will flow through different areas. Maybe there was a fox up there who made his digestion into the water, but now the water is all right again. So when a saint or a devotee of Krishna is in this world, he should learn to be like water, always purifying himself in no matter what circumstances he come. The water is... A saintly person should be like water. He should be gentle by nature. And by speaking, he should create a beautiful vibration like that of flowing water. Let us for a moment listen to the beautiful vibration of the flowing water. Can you hear it? The water says to us, be peaceful. And the water says to us, be dynamic, move on, move on, move on. Just by seeing, touching or hearing such a saintly person, the living entity is purified, just as one is cleansed by contact with pure water. You may be dirty in your hand, but you can wash your hands in the water and you are pure. So you can be dirty in your consciousness, contaminated, but if you stay with real devotees, you will be pure afterwards. Isn't it, Anangamanjari? One feels some purification. Thus, a saintly person, just like a holy place, purifies all those who contact him, because he always chants the glories of the Lord. This is what we did. We sat here, and the moment we sat down, Sharanga Thakur played a nice Hare Krishna tune so that we could all sing along. Hare Krishna. So in this way, you must know there are certain gurus. One is the Shiksha Guru who speaks to you in your language. The second is the Shiksha Guru who speaks to you in a different language, and that's nature. If you look into nature with a conscious eye, you will see many lessons confirmed, the lessons which you have heard from your Diksha and Shiksha Gurus who speak to you in human language. The third guru is the Diksha Guru, who gives you initiation and who trains you. Second is Shiksha Guru, who speaks to you in a human voice. And the third is nature, a Shiksha Guru, who speaks to you in the natural voice, in the voice of nature. When you go through nature, you should learn to absorb these lessons. All saintly people in the past have gone to places like this where they have meditated. Because the nature, and here's another point, is in a mode of goodness where your mind calms down and your worries stop harassing you. This is what we can learn in such a wonderful situation. My spiritual master once went with the devotees on a morning walk, and it train came by. With different wagons. You know what is wagon? Train carts. Then, after the train had passed and the barrier went up, Prabhupada continued to walk. And after 5 minutes, he asked his disciples, how many wagons, how many train carts were there in the train? Everyone went, I don't know, no idea. Because everyone was in his own little world and the train was going by. Someone thought of prasadam, someone thought, I was a fool, I got up too early, I should sleep really at this time. Another person thought this, another person thought that. They were all in their own little universe. Prabhupada said, if you want to become Krishna conscious, first become conscious. Conscious. Be a little out of your world. Be a little bit. Notice what is around you. I don't think it was important to know how many train carts there were. Who is there? Your friend?
How many leaves are in the tree?
Yeah, Chaitanya Prabhu asked, how many leaves are in the tree? You get the idea. The idea is not about leaves or carts. The idea is to be to start noticing what is going on around you. Then you will very easily understand the lessons which Krishna gives you non-stop, 24 hours a day. Once there was a devotee. A cow died. And the devotee started to dance in ecstasy. Another one asked him, you are very happy? What happened? Oh, actually, the devotee had not seen the cow. The devotee had seen the vultures. You know what is vulture? Gaya. Circling. The devotee was dancing when he saw the vultures. Oh, you are very happy, said another person. Why are you happy? The vultures. But this is very inauspicious. Why are you happy when you see vultures? Someone has died. I know, said the devotee. A cow has died. Then you should be sad? No, this cow was most probably old. I can see it by the circles of the vulture. Now that leather can be used to make a madanga and then kirtan can go on. Do you understand the point? The point is walk through your life and see Krishna in your life. See the story behind the story. Don't be a normalni osaba. Means don't be a normal person. Saranga Thakur understands everything. Don't be a normal person. Be a super normal person. See beyond the story which you see, the real, see Krishna everywhere. That is what we can learn in nature. That is what we have to learn in nature. And I will now do with you the mountain meditation. But I won't do it here. We will go to a more peaceful place. But before we go, let us again just stop everything. Sit tall. And just perceive the sounds, the breezes, the fragrance. Can you see how it's all full of life? We are not the only one who live. Can you see how it's full of hope, full of energy, full of lessons? I have a god brother. His name is Radhanath Swami. And he once told me that he feels his awakening to Krishna consciousness happened when he sat in the midst of Mother Ganga on a rock. All he did was to just listen to the sound. And because he was sitting in Mother Ganga, he didn't hear a normal German sound. This river is not so spiritual, it's not so extraordinary. He heard, as he listened to the sound of the flowing water, the sacred syllable, Om. He heard this. And when he listened a little bit closer, he felt the Mother Ganga was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is what I mean. Someone who is conscious can hear God everywhere. Because Mayam Idam Tatam Savam, Krishna is pervading all this universe. Let us see Him. Let us open our hearts to Him. And let us become absorbed in Him. Now how to do this in nature, we will learn with the mountain meditation. And I request you to go to our last stop, and there we will do it.